The text for our consideration this morning is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In the last few weeks, I've become aware of two fairly recent novels that seem to share a similar plot device. Please note, I'm not recommending either of these novels. One of them is Matt Haig's The Midnight Library, and in this one, the protagonist, who is unhappy with all her life choices, ends up in a library situated between life and death, with millions of books filled with stories of her life had she made different choices. She tries out all these different lives and tries to figure out where she would be most content. Similarly, in Mitch Albom's new novel, Twice, the main character has the ability to undo any moment of his life and live it again. The only catch is that he must accept the consequences of the second try. What would you do if you could change anything about your life? It may be a decision that was made without much thought, but had ongoing consequences. Failing to study for a test, missing a key practice or appointment, or ignoring that stock tip that would have paid off in massive dividends. It may have been some mistake, a pitchy note in a solo during the musical, a missed free throw to win a key game, or your mind hitting a blank during a public presentation. For those of us who are a bit older, we may think about the different life choices in regard to where we chose to live, whether or not we went to college or what we studied in college or what we pursued for a career. One point that these novels seem to raise, as do many time travel plots, is that even changing one apparently minor thing in your life can lead to all sorts of larger changes, both positive and negative. Even if we could go back and change things from the past, we could really not trust ourselves to make the right decision because we couldn't anticipate all the effects that would follow. As Christians, though, we have the assurance that the greatest decision in our life has already been made for us, and that the effects, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life, are assured as well. Furthermore, though we struggle with regret over our bad choices and bad decisions, we are made new through our faith in Christ. Thus, let us consider today how God's life choice for us puts our life choices in perspective. In regard to the bad choices that we make, we know that sin has clear consequences: physical death followed by eternal death in hell. Indeed, the sins we commit on a daily, hourly, even minute-by-minute basis are a direct disobedience of God's law and can lead us away from Him. Think of the progression in Psalm 1 from walking with to standing in the company and then sitting with sinners. What is, of course, so frustrating is that because of our sinful flesh, even with those clear consequences, we still commit those sins. And even though we feel regret for those sins, we still commit those sins. How tempting is it to say or even think something bad about somebody else? In the moment, we forget about the consequences, even if we do regret it later. Or just think of those decisions that we make that put us in a situation where we can be tempted to an even greater degree, sneaking off to do something in private that we would never do in public, or going to great lengths to plan something where we know there will be sins against God being committed. Yes, our regret at those decisions may be great. We may feel remorse and guilt. But can we go back and undo those actions? No. We can't go back and fix the earthly consequences of our sin. We have to live with that. However, thanks be to God, all our bad choices, all the sinful decisions we make, have been made up for by Christ's sacrifice for us. No matter what we have done in the past, we have full forgiveness for our sins. We are a new creation in Christ. We have a new life. We can't go back in time and fix all our sins. In fact, we would just commit the same or different sins. Instead, we have a Savior who came to wipe out all our sins. Knowing this, of course, we don't go off and sin more, but we can live with the confidence that as bad as we are at consciously or unconsciously sinning, Christ is even greater and provides us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. With the bad decisions of sin forgiven for us, we can also see how our decisions in life are seen in a better perspective. The biggest decision of all is Christ sending his Son to earth to redeem us lost and condemned sinners. Many of us were baptized as infants and were brought to faith by the Holy Spirit, working through the Word and sacrament. We have been sustained in that faith through the Spirit, in the Word, and in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Therefore, the biggest decision involving us had nothing to do with our decision-making skills. And we thank God for that, because as sinful creatures, we're opposed to God's will. We never have to worry if we made the correct decision to believe or if we believed enough, because God has made that decision for us. With the biggest decision of what happens to us after our lives taken care of, we are free to make our life choices with that wonderful comfort. We may not always make the right decision of whether we go to college or not, or what college we go to, but since this is College Visitors Day, I think it would be a good decision to attend Emmanuel and get more strengthening of your faith. We may end up living somewhere where we dreamed of, find ourselves miserable, or we may make decisions in regard to our career. We want to ask for God's guidance in prayer in regard to big and little decisions and seek his wisdom in his word. But we can also be comforted by that well-known passage in Romans. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who called according to his purpose. Whatever life choices we make, knowing that God has rescued us from sin and death, we are glad to serve him without any regrets. So as we go on with our days and our lives, let us not focus with idle speculation and regret on what we could have or should have done, but focus rather on what God has done for us. Let's drown our sinful nature by daily contrition and repentance and rejoice and walk in the new life, that new creation that has been created for us through faith in Christ. Amen. We'll close with hymn 398, verses 1, 3, and 4. Hymn 398, 1, 3, and 4.